Or if Mashma Yerkele Mazaki had a pshat, what was his pshat that he said like before he was chayza? So he learned the whole pshat is going latoyv. That kishem shachatis nachaveras haYisrael, just like a yibin korban chatis, it's nachapa for Klai Yisrael. He first dashed to say that it's good for the goyim also. That kach tzedaka mechaperas halum asaylam. If the goyim give tzedaka, it is a kapor for them. That's the way he learned pshat at the beginning. But when he heard the word in the Chunya ben Akona learned pshat, he was chayzer and learned the way he said pshat. Now the Gemara says, if Rahum is, that's Ima the Shava Malka. She was the mother of the king Shava. So Shodro Arba Meya Dinre Lekayim the Rabami. She sends $400 to Rabami. And Vulay Kiblinu, he didn't want to accept it. He doesn't take money from a guy. Shadrinu Kaime the Rava. Then she sent the same $400 in front of Rava. The Kiblinu, Rava accepted it. Why Mishum Shalom Alchus? Because otherwise he's afraid they'll get in trouble with the king. See, even though Minastam, you're not supposed to accept money from a guy, but Mishum Shalom Alchus, it's okay. Now, Shalma Rabami Yikvid, Rabami heard about this, that Rava did accept the money, he got angry at Rava. Omal said to Rava, Leslie, don't you hold from this pasuk in Yeshua that says, the Yoivesh, Kitsira, Tisha, Varno, Noshim, Boyis, Marus, Oiso, that Mashwat from Goyim, anything they do only makes it bad for us. Rashi says, Kishatichlas, Chusha, Biyodim, the Yoivesh, Lachluches, my Tzedaka, Shlen, Ozish, Varno. Not, we should not supposed to take Tzedaka from the Goyim. So, for Rav answered back, Rav and Nami, Rava Mishum Shalom Alchus. The reason why Rava accepted it was because Shalom Alchus, true. When Astam, I don't accept money from a guy, but Mishum Shalom Alchus is a mutter. For Rabbi Ami, for the Gemara Nami, Mishum Shalom Alchus. Why did Rabbi Ami also accept it, Mishum Shalom Alchus? The Boiler Lefluginu, Liani Yardi Kachovim. So, Rabbi Ami held even Mishum Shalom Alchus, but you have no right to give the money to the Jews. Give the money to Goyim. Mishum Shalom Alchus. The bottle of again, Lani or the Chavim, you should have given it to the Goyim. Like it's Goyish money, leave it by the Goyim. For Rav and Nami, Moritz Zenach Nami, Rav also. For Rav and Nami, Lani or the Chavim Yavinu. Rav attacked the truth, this Goyish money did not use it for the Jews, he left it for the Goyim. I'm not sure if this is Aloch or not, but here's Mashmo, that when Goyim give money, and that's what's accepted from them. Right. Rav Amid Yikbut, if so, why did Rav Amid get angry? Rav took the money and gave it out to Goyim. So why did Rav Ami get angry for us? The Gemara says, Lo Yisai Mekamei, he didn't hear the story. He did not hear that Rav gave out the money to the Aniyim over Kachov. Tanya will learn like this. Omru Olov al Binyamin HaTzadik, we said about Binyamin HaTzadik, that Shoy Memuna al Kupa Shal Tzedaka. He was appointed over the Kupa Shal Tzedaka, he was there to take care of it. So Pam Achas, it once happened that Bosa Yishalafonav, a lady came in front of him, Bishnei B'tzoris, in a hungry year, Omru Loi, and she said to him, Rebbe, Panasini, feed me, I'm hungry, I have nothing to eat. Oh my law, so Binyamin HaTzadik said back to her, Ho avoido shein b'kupa shal tzedaka klum, I have no money right now in the pushka, in the tzedaka money. Omer lo Rebbe, so she said to him, listen, im ein atom of Panasini, hare isha v'shiva boneho mesim. Like, it's not only me, I have 7 killed kids. We have nothing to eat, we're going to die if you don't give us to eat. So Omer, then Binyamin HaTzadik got up by himself, he gave her from his own money, not from the Pushka Shal Tzedaka, he gave it from his own money. Later on it happened, Chola, Binyamin HaTzadik himself got sick, but not the Lomas, he was very sick, about to die. His Omru Malachi Asher of Nekodesh Baruch Hu, the Malachim said in front of Hashem, listen, Riboyne Shaloylam, Atra Matu, you yourself said, that Kol HaMekayim Nefeshachas Miyisrael, Kilu Kayim Olam Olay, whoever is Mekayim, keeps alive one Nefesh in Klai Yisrael, it's like it keeps alive the whole world. If so, would Binyamin HaTzadik, Shehech Yisha V'Shiva Boneho, Binyamin HaTzadik that kept alive this lady, with her 7 children, so it's almost like 8 worlds, is Yomos V'Shanim Olatois, Halolu, should he die at a young age before his real time? So Miyad Koroloi Gzadinoi, right away in Shemayim, the Taka ripped up the Gzadin, and he was not killed because of that. So Mamish, you see how Choshev is, this Kula, this Chus of Tzedaka. Giving Tzedaka Mamish at the right time, and he always gives Tzedaka. In such a case, Mephrat over here, where he kept them alive, it's Mamish called, you Mekayim Ho Olam. By keeping somebody alive, you'll be Mekayim the whole world. Tony will learn like this. Hoisifu Loi Esru Mishtayim Shon Al Shnoisov. That because this Binyamin HaTzadik was Zeicha for another 22 years to live. Tana Rabbanu learned like this. Maisa b'munvas ha-melech. Once happened a story with Munvas the king. Shebizvas oitzroisa v'oitzros ha-voisa v'shnei b'tzoros. That he started to give out for tzedakah his warehouse and his father's warehouse. Started to give it out to the poor people v'shnei b'tzoros in the hunger year. Is the chavru all of Achiv and Beis Aviv, his old father's house and his brothers came to have kindness on him. For Yomel, they said to him, listen, what's going on here? Avosech Gonzu, our father hid their treasures. V'asifu shel avosam, and they even wanted to save up more treasures than their father did. And V'yata, what are you doing, Munvaz HaMelech? Mevazvej, you're giving out all the money right now, what's going on with you? Omolhem, so Munvaz HaMelech answered back to them, listen, I'm doing the right thing. Avoisai gonzu lamato. My father only gathered together, made a big warehouse in this world. He had a big diamond cave here. So what? But vani gonasti lamailo. But I'm putting away a big warehouse in Shemayim. The fact I'm giving out stock over here, I'm making a big warehouse for me in Elam Abo. Shenem Pasuk says eretz emes meyeretz tatzmiach. What stock of Shemayim nishkaf? That in Shemayim the stock goes up. Now a voice I gone as the mokim shayach letters boy. My father only made his warehouse in this world. That people could get there, they could break open, they could bomb it open, you get into the warehouse. But when he gone after the mokim shayach letters boy, but I'm making my warehouse upstairs in Shemayim where nobody can reach there, nobody can touch it there. Shenam the Pasuk says tzedek u'mishpat mechein kisecho. Mamish mechein kisecho is the place of kisi Hashem that nobody can touch it over there. Mamish bulletproof. And my father made a gneiza, put it in a warehouse, put it away in a bank, without interest. Didn't make no peris. He put it away in a noiser. He stored away his riches. But I'm putting away my riches, my money, my tzedakah. My giving tzedakah now gives off fruits. Shenam the Pasuk says, that they're going to eat the peris of their fruits. By doing tzedakah, by doing mitzvahs, you only receive reward, you receive peris for it. So my investment is a much greater investment than my father. Alright, turn over. The lady said, Avoisai gonzu oitzrois mimomen. That my father only made oitzrois, he put away his money, that's all. Vani gonasti oitzrois nefoshes. But I'm putting away warehouses upstairs of nefoshes, like I was mekayim lives. Shenem the Pasuk says, "Preach tzaddik eitz chayim, v'lokeach nefashos chacham." The mamish is taking nefashos by giving stock, you're helping lives. Your mamish storing away lives. Avoy sai gonzuli achirim. My father, by storing up his warehouse, went to other people. Who to go to? His son. He had nothing from it. They just store up a whole lifetime, leave the money in the bank in the warehouse, and they have nothing from it. Not for themselves. It's for the kids. For the kids. Vani, but me, go nasty liatzmi. By me giving stucker right now, I'm making a warehouse for myself. Shenem the Pasuk says, that's for you will be stucker. You'll receive reward. It'll be good for you because you're giving away the money. My father, even if he wanted to think, he knew he only is making an oitzah for this world. That's the most you can do. You can't take it with you to the next world. But vani, go nasty liatzmi. I, by giving away stock on this world, I made myself an oitza for the next world. Shenemar, v'holach lefonecha, titkecha, kvoid Hashem yosfecha. Kids, that stock you did on this world goes in front of you in Shemayim. Your mom is making an oitza in Shemayim. So kids, it's worthwhile giving away money for stocker. You should never feel you're losing out. You're only gaining by giving stocker. But then the Mishnah says, v'yimkona bo beiz bira, hareyo kiyan shiir. Like this, we say you have to live in the city 12 months to have to pay for the tax to build the wall. But as soon as you buy a house there, then right away you like the city, you have to chip in to pay for the wall around the city. So Mar says, Mas nisin loy kashum megam liel. Our mission is not like a shum megam liel. Tatanya we learned. We have a shum megam liel oimer. Im korna bo karka kolshu. If you buy any small amount of karka there in the place, hareyi ki anshayir. You consider it like the anshayir. Ivo Tanya Shimon Leo Leimer Im Konisham Kako Ruila Bez Diro Hareya Kianshir, but not Mashman, not Stam any city, any land. He has to buy land that's possible to build a Bez Diro. Then that could be like our mission already. So Gemara says, Trey Tanoi, believe there are Shimon Gamliel. Take us a machlekes Tanoi, exactly what did the Shimon Gamliel say? But I call upon him, it's not like our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says if he buys a Bez Diro, Mashman, he has to buy a house there. But just by buying property there, that's not enough to be mechayiv him. Then he has to still be there 12 months, a year. But according to the Bryce here, it's mashma that if he buys a land, property, or else according to one Shana Shemim Gamliel, he had to buy a karka that's royal lebeis zira, then he's tzidit kiyan shayir. Now the Mishnah says, Ein cholken es achotzer. When two shutfim own the chotzer, and one wants to divide, and the other one does not want to, he cannot force the other one to divide. Achiyu arba amas lezer, the arba amas lezer. It has to be kadei chluka. It has to be that even after they divide up, each one has 4 amas by 4 amas. If there's that much, 8 amas by 4, then one has the right to force the other one to divide up. But otherwise, he can't force him, unless they both agree. And v'loya sasad, the one shutif cannot force the other shutif to divide up the land, the sadeh, hachiyu bo tisha karban lezer, but tisha karban lezer. And that's the amount or enough to plow to work on a sod, on a field. We have Yudu, I'm a different shear. Achiebo Tisha Chatzoi Kabin. 9 half Kabin Lazer. For Tisha Chatzoi Kabin Lazer. That's how much you have to have. For Lo Yasagini, you don't have to divide up a garden. Achiebo Chatzi Kab Lazer. For Chatzi Kab Lazer. Unless there'll be enough in this garden to divide up, and each of us will receive a share of at least a Chatzi Kab. Then one Shutev has the right to force the other one to divide up. Rabbi Akiva Roimer, Bayis Roiva. Now, if you want to divide up a garden, you have to have more than just a chatzikav, but you have to have a roiva, base roiva. Veloyes atraklin. You don't have to force people to divide up a traklin. That's a warehouse at a palace. Veloyes hamurin and not the murin. Rashi said these are both minay palton. He's a type of a warehouse. We're palton, a type of palaces.
Yeah.
Veloyes hashoivich. You don't have to divide up the birdhouse. V'loyas atalus. If two people own a talus of clothing together. V'loyas amerchas. You don't have to divide up a bathhouse. V'loyas beis abad, not an olive press. V'loyas beis shalchin, not a field that you have to irrigate it there. This is a matel sheyesh lemayin of yidlas kreis etodir. Yeah. Ach yiyu bo kedei lezer kedei lezer. All these things that you can't, one shutter cannot force the other one to divide up, unless there's enough there that even after they divide up, it's called kedei chluka. Each one has a nice, respectful share. Ze'aklal, this is the klal. Kol sheyech loiku shmoy olov. Anytime after you divide up, there's enough. That's called on your name, means you have something to be proud about. So chokin, then you have right one to force the other one. But v'yimlav, if there's not enough there, then the locker is ain chokin. You know, you can't force the other one to divide unless they both agree. Eimasai, when was this said? This man changed name, writes him. When they both do not want, then one can't force the other. Avo bizman shishneim roitzim, but if both shutfim agree to divide up, then like they had in our first Mishnah, afilu pochus mikanyach leiku. Even if the owner received less than a dalad amis by dalad amis, still they have a right to divide up. And then the Mishnah says they have to build up a kaisel between them. But the kisrei hakodesh, if people own, like neviim ksuvim wrapped together, is alpha pishish name roitzim, even though both shutfim agree to divide up this safe with rip it in half, you take one half, I'll take the other half, still you lo yachleiku. You're not allowed to rip up the safe. You can't rip it in half, you can't divide it up that way. It's a gnai for the safe. Omer Rabbatim Rabbi Yechanan. Arba amas sharma, that's what the Mishnah says, that in the chotzer each one has to have dalad amas, that means chutz mishelps of sochim. It means excluding the space in front of your door. Rashi says chotzer shel shneim. That means shnei batim suchim atoichet. Two houses open up to it. Ulefnei apetzach arbamis tzarech habayis. Now the first 4 amis right in front of your door. That's called what you need for your house. And the lefarik masoy to take off your bundles miyachamor from your chamor. Now those 4 amis belong to you. So that we say here, there has to be 4 amas left over. V'chutz meyosin dalad amas. So she arba amas l'shar tashmishten. That means excluding the first dalad amas right outside your door. That's like part of your house. There has to be after that enough land in this chutzur that when we divide it up, I get 4 amas and you get 4 amas. As he says, arba amas shomru is chutz mishab sochim, excluding the dalad amas outside your pesach. And Tanya Nam Yachud don't like this also. And cholkin es chutz riach sheibo shmein amas l'zir. Each one has to get 8 amas. For the Gemara, not like that. You have to have only 4 apiece. How come here it says 8 apiece? Here is the proof. So when it says 8, it means 4 amas outside your Pesach, and then another 4 amas inside the Chotzer. Together it's 8. And after it says only four, it means excluding the Pesach. And Vikasam Duramid Le Mirma, some answers for question. Tanan, we learned in Chokim Etzachot Sarachia by Aram Eslazer, Aram Eslazer. I, Botani, we learned Shmoy Namas Azer, Shmoy Namas Azer. You have to have eight Amas apiece. Or Rabbasim Rabbi Yechanan. Aram Amishomru means Chos Mishav Sochim, that's Teres. So therefore, with the Pesach, it's called eight Amas. But without the Pesach, it's called, you have to have four by four. That's enough. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that few dollars from Aleph. A few lines after the Gemara. Omar Rav Huna. Four lines down after the Gemara. Omar Rav Huna. Chotzer mischalekes lefi pischeho. When you want to divide up the chotzer, so let's say like first the father owned it, and then the father was nifta, so the sons take over. So one son yashins one house, and the other son takes a different house, and there's a chotzer in between. So how do they divide up this chotzer? So if Huna says, you go boso lefi pischeho, let's say one house has two entrances to the chotzer, and the other house only has one entrance. So the one that has two doors gets like 2/3 of the house, of the chotzer, and the other brother, the other shutef, only gets 1/3. So you divide up the chotzer according to how many entrances you have into the chotzer. For Rav Chisda Wamano, noisnin arba amas lechol pesach pesach. True. For every door that you have opening up into the chotzer, will give you dalad amas. Inside the chotzer, you get the first four amas in front of your door. So if you have two doors, you get two dalad amas in front of each one. But the hashar, the rest of the chotzer left over in between, that's chokin b'shava. That the two brothers divided up b'shava. Mor says, Tanya kabos Rav Chisda. We learned like Rav Chisda. That it says, psochim shebechotzer yesh lehem arba amos. That psochim inside the chotzer, each pesach, each door, opening up into the chotzer, the owner has the right to use the first dalad amos there. Hoye lezeh pesach echod lezeh shnei psochim. Let's say the two houses opening up into this chotzer. One house had one door, the other house had two doors. So zeh sheyesh lo pesach echod, noitel arba amos. He only takes dalad amos in front of his door. Vizeh and the other one, sheyesh lo shnei psochim. The other house that has two doors opening up into the chotzer, noitel shemayna amos. He has the right to take eight amos, like four for each door. That's all. But the Ashar, the rest of the Chotzer, Chokin Bishova, they divided up 50-50. That's a Raya, right of Chizda. What about now, Hoye Loze Pesach Rochav Shmoy Namas? Let's say one of them's door was very wide. It was 8 Amos wide. So Locher is Noitel Shmoy Namas Kenegar Pesach. He gets 8 Amos Kenegar the Pesach. So the Havimina is 8 Amos into the Chotzer he gets. So Gemara asks why? And he also gets four amas in the chotzer. Oh, that's what it says. He gets eight amas connected his door, and he also gets four amas in the chotzer. So Gemara asks, arba amas bechotzer, maya v'detayu. Like, what is this four amas in the chotzer doing? L'chura, he gets eight amas. Omer Abaye says, "Hochikom." This is what the Brisa means to say. Noitel shmoina amos piorech hachotzer. True, in the length of the chotzer, he gets eight amos. That's how long the entrance of his door is. Therefore, in the length of the chotzer, he gets eight amos. Now, how wide does it go into the chotzer? V'yarba amos piorech hachotzer. It goes four amos into the chotzer. That's good. Connect the length of his eight amos, he gets four amos into the chotzer. Omer Amemer, my Amemer said, Hai Peiro de Sufli. Rashi says, Mishi Eishla Chafira Bechotzer. If he has a hole in the Chotzer, that he stores there the pits of the dates, Karinam Tamorim, for his animal. So, kids, he has the right to store his animal.